It has been almost a year since the Christchurch terror attack, in which Australian Brenton Tarrant allegedly killed 51 people at two mosques in the New Zealand city. That despicable violence, broadcast live on social media, prompted Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to spearhead a global campaign to combat violent extremism.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. Many of those who will have been directly affected by the shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not.
That's New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern speaking there. But as the country prepares for a national remembrance service on Sunday, Muslim community groups say the threat of violence against them remains very real. And Jim Rahman is the co-founder of the Islamic Women's Council of New Zealand. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Could you offer us a reflection 1 year on? How has New Zealand changed? Has community sentiment shifted during that time?
I think it has changed in both good and bad ways. I think there are huge positives in the way that the wider community rallied around the Muslim community in terms of the love and compassion and support that has been offered by so many New Zealanders that I think really helped in the healing process. And ongoing, there are so many people who want to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again and who are putting their time and energy into community initiatives to try and bring about positive change. One of the saddest things that happened, though, was that there were a certain group of people who were emboldened by that attack and who have continued with hateful activities, continued to make threats, leaflets, stickers that are targeting our community, but other communities as well.
When you say leaflets and stickers, what sort of thing are they saying?
They are really strong white supremacist and alt-right messages about New Zealand being under attack, being threatened, various attacks on the Prophet Muhammad, just being stickered onto buses and bus stops. So that kind of activity. We've had more serious direct online threats to mosques, and we've seen numerous incidences of physical violence and verbal abuse and intimidation as well. So there's just been a whole range of activities, and I guess in terms of being in a leadership position, I get contacted a lot, so I get to see a lot of that, which I think most New Zealanders just do not realise the level
sort
of what is going on.
You observe the sum total of it. I mean, I'm interested to know, I was there covering the attacks last year and the aftermath, and it seemed very clear to me that the Christchurch community, but perhaps more broadly the New Zealand community, sort of wrapped their arms around the Muslim population, particularly of Christchurch at that moment. Are you saying that hasn't really been sustained over the course of the year? I'm interested to hear your observation on that.
I think to a large extent it has. So as I said, that the wider community has shown a lot of support, and that support has been genuine and ongoing. So I do believe that it has continued, and I still believe that New Zealand is definitely one of the best places to live, and the way that the country as a whole and our political leadership, our Muslim leadership, has dealt with the situation has been an incredible.
It sounds like we've lost that line. I've been talking to Anjum Rahman, who is the co-founder of the Islam Women's Council of New Zealand, reflecting on 1 year since the Christchurch attacks. Of course, Sunday is the anniversary of that tragic occasion. Ceremonies will be held in Christchurch and across the country more broadly. Jacinda Ardern used that moment to launch a global campaign, or spearhead a global campaign, to combat violent extremism. with mixed results. We've been reporting this morning on the Muslim community here in Australia and their attempts to have extremist content removed from platforms like Facebook. Facebook, of course, signed up to that global compact to rid the internet of extremist content. But the lawyers representing Muslims in Australia say that, in fact, some of the tools delivered by Facebook have not actually enabled them to have that content removed. Anjum Rahman is back on the line from New Zealand. Thanks so much for sticking with us, despite the faulty line there. How do you feel about the approach that the New Zealand government has taken since the Christchurch attacks? And I note that New Zealand spy chief Rebecca Kitteridge says there are more people who are expressing extremist views. That seems consistent with what you're saying. But in terms of policy, there's been a pretty broad policy suite applied since this time last year.
So there have been quite a few positive changes in terms of government. So they brought in the initial gun law reform changes. They are doing a review of the public sector and the public service legislation bill. The Christchurch call has been a very positive approach to bringing governments and tech companies and civil society together to talk to these issues and to develop responses. So all of those things are really good. It's a pity that the latest round, or the second round of the gun law reform legislation, has seemed to have come to a halt, and I think that those changes are incredibly important, so we are concerned about that. I think that the government as a whole and the public service as a whole should be doing some very strategic look at, a strategic look at diversity and inclusion within the public service. I think that's crucially important. And I think also what is important is that they start working in partnership with communities and have much more community involvement at the stage when they start to develop policy, at the stage where they start thinking about policy. And it was clear to us that that was not happening prior to the attacks.
Now, you're part of a Muslim panel which is advising the Royal Commission, and that's investigating the circumstances surrounding the attacks. You've been, as I understand it, very vocal about the previous government ignoring your warnings about rising Islamophobia in 2016. What evidence have you presented to the Royal Commission?
So it was both the previous and this government. So we have been engaging with government, and particularly with the public service, as you say, since around 2015. What we had presented to them was the impacts of Islamophobia and discrimination on Muslim women. And we had set that out in terms of how it was impacting us in health and education and employment with family violence and all of the other issues that we're presenting for our community. And we had put forward solutions to all of those things, and we had said to them that this is what we can offer in this space and this is what government needs to do. So, for example, we had asked for training of educators, teachers, around issues that children were facing in the classroom. We had asked for hate crimes to be recorded and a whole range of activities. And we had particularly said that we were concerned about the rise of the alt-right, that we believed that there was much more resourced and organised activity in that space that was of concern to us. We had been watching developments overseas, such as the mosque shooting in Quebec and various other incidences of violence, and had expressed our concerns. So we hadn't brought any specific threat to the table, but we had brought a general concern that from the experiences that we were hearing of Muslim women on the ground, that there appeared to be an increased level of hate, that there was certainly widespread Islamophobia and organised activity of the alt-right.
Anjum Rahman, thank you very much for your time this morning. Anjum Rahman is the co-founder of the Islam Women's Council of New Zealand.